This process has been a collective process with a number of people from various areas within Blinn. It is a process that started as far back as 2008 with a historical need for to look for a parking solution on the Blinn-Bryan campus. So basically, this for the first few slides are an extensive timeline of many discussions and many issues that were brought up, including an issuance of RFPs for costs and for the requirements, which will ultimately bring us to why the need. So currently, on the as the permitting process is entirely manual. A student will go and register for parking, and they will actually go into the enrollment services area. They'll fill out their information. It will be entered in an access database manually. They will be issued a permit, and that permit number will be tied to their account, which is also a manual process. And then there's the ticketing process. If a student is to get a ticket on campus, the enforcement officer will then have to go to the enrollment services piece, link that they wrote a ticket to that particular student, which is then also manually entered into the system and then uploaded with basically a mail merge into the database. It creates the potential for multiple human errors, especially when you have the volume of students that we are that are buying permits. There is also, it's extremely time consuming. They issue approximately 60 to 70 citations per day manually into the system. And students cannot pay those citations until their ticket has arrived, basically. And so if they come up to enrollment services and are looking to pay their citation, they can't do that until the enforcement officer has come back. And also, there are inaccurate links sometimes to license plates, which may be registered to one student. And if it's in the system and it's not their license plate, it creates errors. As a result, there's lost revenue from tickets that are not associated to those students. They wait in extremely long lines to pay their citations with no ability to pay online. In addition, a part-time student has to buy a permit at the same a person taking one class is paying the same as someone who is taking 15 hours. And so that's, kind of unreasonable for some of our part-time students who are looking to save money and improve. There's also an extreme need for better internal controls for both efficiency and effectiveness, and the need to establish an audit trail. Without getting too technical, it's a system that works that allows students to pay their citations from any web-based interface, and also allows those people who are looking at the system the ability to study student patterns and improve customer service from that aspect. It also can create an account for anybody who, based on their license plate, because as a state institution, we are able to leverage the Department of Motor Vehicles records so that we can actually, a license plate, we will know who is the person who is getting a ticket now if the system were implemented. In addition, permits ship directly to the students when they register online. So as part of that process, all their information is in the T2 system, and everything is basically automated so that it's very simple, and there's no longer a mail merge process. And there's also nobody manually stuffing those envelopes with the permits in them. As I mentioned, it integrates into SunGuard Banner. It allows students the option to pay a citation anywhere that has computer access. This actually supports all campuses and would have, as part of the self-registration, they would be able to purchase their permits here as well, or in Sealy or in Schulenburg online. They can also appeal citations that they receive directly, and it implements what's called the enforcement people would have scanners, so they could actually take pictures of the infraction. So if a student paid for a spot but was in a different spot, that's something that could be dismissed. It also provides students with an, it provides the institution an ability to incentivize students to take evening classes because you can say after 6 p.m. parking, you don't have to pay for parking in the pay spots. And so that's a way of getting students to maybe take classes during times that aren't in the prime times. One of the biggest issues on campus, according to students, has been an inability to have spots turn over. And as part of this solution, we are adding 150 new spaces on campus. So where the behind the where the administration building is, they're adding a surface lot, and then 50 spots that open up from the student services lot. And what the plan is to have those as permitted slots and actually allocate premium spots up front to where the students could park close to the buildings and have an option, which actually has been shown to turn over those spots more often. So instead of purchasing a permit, they would pay by space for the hour. A student who takes one Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, and assuming they go to class every day during the semester, but just pay for 1 hour, actually can save $104 over the year if they just took one class for that year. And if they took two classes, one each semester, they would save $8. It's not a whole lot, but it's a different option. And it's also been shown that, that the students do turn over those spots because a small portion of them have an incentive to get out of those spaces. They currently have 3,000, and we are adding 150 spaces. So we are not taking away any spaces. You know, we have the equivalent amount as the prior year. So I took this presentation in front of some of the student government folks and talked through it and asked their thoughts and their opinions on that. And they saw that this was a reasonable solution. They liked the idea that they understood the turnover of the spaces as a solution for getting people off campus because they realized people don't stay. As far as the expense, there is a cost to implement the software, which is $95,000. This is based on, as a public institution, we actually have the ability to leverage an institutional contract, which is used by UT System, Texas A&M Systems, that basically award us much better pricing for a solution of this complexity. And so as part of that, there would also be a cost associated with ADA compliance for creating handicap ramps where the pay stations would be for the small number of spots, and then also getting power distribution to those machines, as well as the purchase of the machines. There's also a slight upgrade to a position because a parking system supervisor would then be needed to proactively plan for increased demand and analyze those usage patterns, as well as basically take on the communication between the enforcers, which would be under security, and the enrollment services people. A failure to implement the solution, and this is obviously in my opinion, may create issues in the fall because students would then have to go over to the Tejas Center to get their permits issued, and we only we have one bus on campus right now that could do that, but they would have to travel to the Tejas Center directly, and that could create quite a log jam of them also having to leave campus.